We return to our main focus of this hour, arts and music. Let's talk about one event in particular. It's called Hee Haw and Harmonies, and there are two shows tomorrow at the Criterion Theater in Medford, 2 and 7 p.m. If you're not old enough to remember Hee Haw, that was a comedy variety TV show with a country theme. The Rogue Valley Harmonizers host the Medford event. The international champion barbershop group Main Street are the special guests. We have all of Main Street in the studio in song and a couple members to talk to. Mike Biggs is with the Rogue Valley Harmonizers. I'm not kidding. His email address is Tone Deaf Mike, so self-applied. Mike Briggs, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
And Tony DeRosa, thank you for coming up to the microphone to talk about Main Street.
My pleasure.
Also want to make sure that we acknowledge the other members of the group, Roger Ross, Mike McGee, and Myron Whittlesey. Thanks all for coming to the studio here for the Jefferson Exchange.
They're tone deaf, too.
No, I'm just kidding. Not from what I've heard. Okay, so let's start with the easy stuff. Why is it called barbershop and not drugstore or some other business of America from decades ago?
Well, barbershop harmony originated just that, in the barbershop. The barbershop in the early 1900s was a social club area, actually. It's where men gathered, and they'd get their hair cut, but they would also, as I said, kind of have it be a little social exchange. And of the day, you know, singing was kind of something that actually was celebrated at the time, easy folk songs and so forth. And so someone would break out in song, a melody of some sort, and then others would harmonize around them. So it's kind of how the roots of barbershop kind of came to be. And before that, even there are African-American roots and so forth as well. So, but we kind of claimed it from there in the early 1900s as the, from a barbershop standpoint, being where, you know, men would kind of socialize and casually sing around. So
how are the voices divvied up? I mean, what parts of the range are represented there?
Sure. Well, we have the melody is usually sung in what's called the lead part, which would be equivalent to a tenor two role in a choral, from a choral standpoint. The bass is the bass, and that's the lowest voice in the quartet. The tenor singer, our tenor singer for our purposes, would also kind of cross over to a first tenor range in choral music. The tenor usually harmonizes above the melody singer. And then the fourth part is the baritone part. That range is similar to choral, a choral range of baritone, but the functionality is quite different. And the baritone is usually reverently referred to as the garbage part, because they they get all the leftover notes. So you have a melody singer, you know, singing exactly that, and then a bass singer usually harmonizing always below the melody, tenor singer usually harmonizing above, and then the baritone kind of cross-pollinates a little bit and goes a little bit above, a little bit below the melody, and usually does a really good job, along with the other three harmony part singers, of celebrating that barbershop.
Would the baritone raise your hand, please? Oh, that's Mike McGee. Okay,
yeah. He's a very soft-spoken guy. He kind of knows his role.
Let's talk to the other Mike, Mike Biggs. Talk to us about the Rogue Valley Harmonizers. You're hosting this event, Hee Haw and Harmonies, and putting on two versions of it tomorrow, or two editions of it. Talk about the Harmonizers and their history. You've been around a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, we just passed. We're about 27 years in existence here in the Rogue Valley. It's started out just wanting to get guys together and sing four-part harmony. And we're incredibly active in the local schools. In fact, we're going to do a couple of school events here today to bring Main Street to our schools. The Harmonizers, we use this partially as a fundraiser to help us bring. So many school programs are suffering from lack of funding, and so we do what we can. We go in, and my quartet, Tone Deaf, goes into the schools and sings for the kids and makes them laugh and introduces them to our style of music. So, and the show is going to be a lot of fun. It really is.
So the Tone Deaf quartet, I mean, it's obviously you're having fun here. Nobody's actually tone deaf in the quartet, right?
Well, our baritone is, but
the baritones get all the abuse.
They
don't
do. We wanted to keep our expectations low, so we named our quartet Tone Deaf. So it was just that simple.
There's another quartet, I understand, for the Rogue Valley Harmonizers. Is it the Lightning Quartet?
Yeah, Lightning will be on our show. We also have an amazing quartet called Local Boys from Salem Senators up in Salem, Oregon. They're really amazing. They will be on the show too. So. And we have a great women's quartet, Sweet Adeline's quartet, Passing Notes. So it's going to be a variety show with some really silly jokes, corny, and check the cover of the Tempo today if you want to see how I'll be dressed.
I noticed that, yeah. I noticed you guys made the cover of the Tempo in the Medford Mail Tribune. The corny part is interesting, though, because it's a deliberate thing. I mean, you're acknowledging the fact that this is an older art form, or maybe, I don't know, out of style or something, I suppose, to a younger crowd, but you make the most of that, too.
Yeah. There's something fairly
genuine and sincere and simple about what we do, both from a music standpoint, but also from a presentation standpoint. And I think the Barbershop Harmony Society, on the whole, has tried to move a little bit forward and try and get ahead of that perception, let's say, of the traditional barbershop quartet. At the same time, no matter how hard we try and what we try to wear and what music we tend to sing, it always seems to come back to, you know, straw hats and garters and striped vests along the way. Even, I mean, a recent Toyota commercial, you know, you look at that and it's a great, you know, commercial with a barbershop quartet in the back seat singing about four cameras on the car, and it's still the traditional look of a barbershop quartet. So it is kind of but again, I think it relates to us not taking ourselves too seriously, and hopefully the world needs a little bit more of that, and all the more reason to just have fun and smile along the way.
It gives you a chance to be hammy and have a good time along the way.
Exactly. And nothing is meant to be in any way, you know, take a stand on anything. It's all just to poke fun and have a good time. And the corniness seems to hopefully diffuse anyone's perceptions of things, too. Hopefully just let's just have a good time.
Yeah. Tony DeRosa is with the International Barbershop Champion Group Main Street. He's joined by fellow team members Roger Ross, Mike McGee, and Myron Whittlesey. We also have with us Michael Biggs from the Rogue Valley Harmonizers. They're all together today and tomorrow because they'll be part of the show Hee Haw and Harmonies at the Criterion Theater in Medford, 2 and 7 p.m. And why don't we move on to some music?
Sure thing. What, do you want to?
Yeah, stand up around that microphone and we'll get
right.
You going. We set up specially for you.
Cool. Pick the song specific because, Michael...
Yeah, this is Mike, not Michael.
Okay.
Tone deaf.
The non-tone deaf Michael.
Yeah, actually, before we sing, I'm just going to share, the quartet's very thankful for being here up in Oregon. Mike had invited us about 8 months ago to be here, and we almost didn't think we could make it work because of our schedules and a lot going on. And we had to decline, but Mike said, no, you got to come up. You know, the chorus will take good care of you. We have some of the best audiences in the world. You know, like $20,000. Mm-hmm. Just come on up and perform. Well, now we're here, and we're having a great time so far, and he took it out. Got some great coffee this morning. So I think I can safely speak for the quartet when I say, I'm glad we came up with the money.
That's the way the $20,000 goes. Okay.
I need to sell more tickets.
Money, 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 lots of money, 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 lots of money. Ain't it funny how I'm always out of money? Oh, baby, what I could money, 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 with plenty of money and you, money, money, in spite of the worry that money brings. Girl buys a lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and you. Oh, 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 baby, oh, baby, what I couldn't do. Lots and lots and lots and lots. With lots of money and you forget the worry that money brings. Just a little filthy lucre, just a little buys a lot of things. And I take you places both high and low. Outside of that, as you well know, I've no use for dough. The root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money. And money, money, money,
and
money,
you.
Money, money, and money.
That's kind of how that goes.
Main Street in the studio with the Jefferson Exchange, preparatory to tomorrow's concert at the Criterion Theater, Hee Haw and Harmonies, presented by the Rogue Valley Harmonizers. That's, again, the voices of Tony DeRosa, Roger Ross, Mike McGee, and Myron Whittlesey. How long does a group like yours have to practice to get to where you really know each other's cues? I mean, you're not dealing with anything other than your little harmonica to get that first note. There's no percussion section. There's no band to play with. I mean, you really have to get it off each other.
Yeah, and it's it varies for different groups depending on their overall experience or talent level and so forth. In many ways, as soon as I say that, then I think to myself, we're still working on that as an overall between the four of us. And it does depend on the song you're doing and how you're feeling vocally that day and all those kinds of things. We've been together now since 2011 as a group. But before that, each of us was all very heavily involved in the Barbershop Harmony Society for a lot of years before that, in different quartets and choruses as way as well. So thankfully, we came into this group with a lot of experience. And also, even working professionally in the field, as all of us at one time or another have been Dapper Dans of Main Street USA at the Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom.
The three of you live in Orlando, is that right?
Three of the four of us live in Orlando, and there was a stint, actually, that all four of us lived in Orlando as well. So actually, when the quartet kind of first started was when all four of us were in the state, which made it really great then for us to be able to practice.
Oh, often, so Mike McGee, you have to like practice through, I don't know, Skype or something?
Actually, I think Mike left and he doesn't practice anymore. It's very evident that he, no, not at all. He's a very conscientious young man and wants to continue improving his vocals all the time, whereas the rest of us just kind of, we get together and have pie at the Village Inn.
I'm getting the sense that a baritone in a barbershop group is like the drummer in a vocal rock group.
Yeah, the Stonehead, pretty much. No. Oh, that's probably not the case, actually. No. No. Yeah, you know, the baritone, we just like to, you know, give him a hard time. If you heard his part soloed, I'm not sure if you want Mike to sing his part by himself or anything here on the air, but the guys are shaking their head now. But yeah, the baritone part is definitely its own little brand. And actually, the funny part is all four of us at one time or another have sung baritone in quartets along the way, so we all get a sense of how off it can be, I guess, along the way.
Michael Biggs, how did you run across these guys? I mean, had you seen them at competition or something?
I have seen them at competition. I also compete in a chorus level with the Salem Senate Airs up in Salem and have saw them.
I want to stretch that name out. Is the Senate Airs, as in the Senate Oregon
Airs.
State Senate.
Yes, the Senate Airs, and they actually have changed their name. They're now the Oregon Senate Airs, I think I've seen these guys since they did their first stand on international stage, and fell in love. I love comedy. That's what my quartet does. I love guys who are amazing singers. That is not what my quartet does. But when I saw them, I fell in love with them. And just don't tell them I said that. Okay.
Okay. Then they're not going to hear you, I'm sure.
Okay.
So I'm curious about what goes on in a competition. I mean, what kinds of things are you judged on in a barbershop competition?
Yeah. At this point, our society has three specific categories that we're judged on. They are singing, how well we sing together as a group, music, which judges not only the individual piece and its relevance to the barbershop style, but also the musicality and the delivering of the piece from a musical standpoint. And then also performance, I think, is the new name of our kind of visual imaging, if you will, part of the performance. So we have judges that give us feedback and score us according to the criteria, which can be elusive at times. Overall, the criteria set forth by the judging program. So we get judged on those three areas. And then, of course, there's always the one judge that we like to celebrate most is the audience judge. Mm-hmm. And that's a kind of a little unwritten rule. You know, those that get the biggest response, that kind of thing, are the ones that have a tendency to from the crowd, have a tendency to be not only crowd favorites, but then hopefully judging favorites as well. But that happens in a lot of different ways. It can happen from a comedic standpoint. It can happen from a vocal standpoint. It can happen from a content standpoint, or how it's visually delivered as well, your mm-hmm. material in those settings anyway at the contest. So yeah.
Okay, I'm trying not to clip you at the end. Do you have enough time to get Bye Bye Blues in here? We've got about 5 minutes.
Oh, sure. We got plenty of time for that. Bye Bye Blues! This is a standard.
All right, back to Main Street here on the Jefferson Exchange in our studio.
I've been so lonely and blue, but now I'm through. I'm telling all my blues goodbye. Bye bye, blues. Bye bye, blues. Bells ring, birds sing, sun is shining, no more pining, just we two smiling through. Don't sigh, don't cry, bye bye blues.
Bye bye. 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 Bye.
to those blues. Bye-bye to those blues. Don't let me hear you sigh. Don't let me hear you cry. Bells are ringing, birds are singing. Bye-bye to those blues. Bye-bye to those blues. Don't let me hear you sigh. Don't let me hear you cry. Bye-bye to those blues.
Bye-bye Blues from Main Street, based in Orlando, Florida, here in the studio of the Jefferson Exchange. They are in town for tomorrow's performance hosted by the Rogue Valley Harmonizers called Hee Haw and Harmonies. They are international champions. And so how did you feel like you had it coming? I mean, you worked hard, obviously, over the years. But, I mean, did you really feel like you had a shot at the international championship when you got there?
When we first started as a quartet, it was never our goal to win international. We thought that it would be a cool thing. A quartet like ours had never been on the international competitive stage from a standpoint of doing the vaudevillian style with tap dancing routines and the corny jokes that you mentioned earlier, all that kind of stuff, as a part of their competitive effort. So we were just excited to get out there and have a different musical expression. But we ended up being in the top five in our first ever competition, and we were in the top five every year after that. So we had placed third 3 years in a row, and then we won in 2017, and it was absolutely amazing. We thought that was wonderful. So.
Who arranges the material? I mean, when I watched you guys on YouTube doing, you know, Britney Spears and Bruno Mars and contemporary stuff, I just wondered who puts this together.
We have a few different arrangers, but one guy that did that medley as well as has done a lot of our stuff. His name is Clay Hine. He's a barbershopper, and he's also a previous international champion quartet singer as well from another quartet. He and actually the lead of his quartet, Rick LaRosa, who will be there this weekend at the shows, sang in a quartet called Fred. They were a comedy quartet that won in 2000. But Clay has done a lot of our competitive arranging and so forth. So thankfully, we consider him the fifth member of our quartet for sure. So.
That makes sense. A very big role there for sure.
Absolutely.
That is Main Street, again, performing tomorrow night at the Hee Haw and Harmonies, tomorrow afternoon and evening, two shows, 2 and 7 p.m. at the Criterion Theater in Medford, brought in by the Rogue Valley Harmonizers. And a couple final thoughts from you, Michael Biggs, about putting this together.
Well, we appreciate having us on the air today. We would love the locals to come out and support this show, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Criterion, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I guarantee you will leave with a smile on a face and a song in your heart. It's going to be a great show.
Michael Biggs, our Tone Deaf Mike from the Rogue Valley Harmonizers, and Main Street, our Tony DeRosa, Roger Ross, Mike McGee, and Myron Whittlesey. Thank you all for joining us
today. Thanks so much for the time.
And you get extra points for singing before 9 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast.
Thank you.